Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your
What's
high
up?
Strength.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard, you know, to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what's going on, everybody? Well, I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. Wednesday was certainly an interesting market. It looked like they had a chance to run them off the road. And once again, here comes Sparky coming from the back of the pack and trying to bring him up on the day. And of course, they did get the Dow up for a little bit. But, you know, it's an amazing market. That's all I can tell you. It's you know, a market that will only bounce. It is still a straight buy the dip market. Everybody knows that the markets are never going down again, and it's interesting setup. You know, again, we know that at some point something will happen, but for now, you don't try and reinvent the wheel. Okay, so the long term trend is up. Okay, so it's up until further notice. Now, if you're trading options, or you're trading, you know, futures, then I mean, options are easier. This is the time that sometimes options are made for, if you're willing to play the trend, and that is just to, you know, buy options in a uptrending stock or an uptrending index, and just, you know, buy them, and you can buy them short term, so you can buy them cheap, and then you just buy them every week or every 2 weeks, whatever, however far you go out. But that's the interesting story, is that that's what we get. So again, I'm not saying that it's easy to do that, but that's what you would be doing. You're trying to stay with the long term trend if you're investing or long term trading. But, you know, it looks like the whiny Fed got their way. If you watched the interest rate markets on Wednesday, they had the 10-year almost up to a little bit over almost 2.6, actually. And they had the 30 over 2.9. Now the 10-year did close at 2.55, but at the end, I mean, you know, they had it on the run, and of course, the Fed does not want the rates to go up. They're telling us that they're ignorant, I guess is the only way I could put it. Again, we continue to worry about inflation. We worry about everything but what this country was built on, which is a free market. And, you know, I'd once like to see how things would work out if we actually just let the markets decide. But in the meantime, you continue to allow these big firms to clean up, as they say, the Appaloosa Trading and guys like that who've got just billions and billions and billions of dollars to throw at the market because they can get money so cheap that what do they care? And they're just investing their clients' money anyways. And I think that is something that, again, we need to understand is that, hey, that's right now, that is the path of least resistance. Okay, we have not seen, you know, other than, you know, December 31st and that Monday, I don't know, about 3 weeks before that, where we actually had a little bit of follow through selling, but for the most part, markets should be bought on the dip. And, you know, I've said that on my call, you know, every Monday for I don't know how long. And I'm saying, listen, I'm not buying myself. I'm not selling, but I'm not buying, because I'm not going to stand in the way or stand in front of this thing and get my run over every day. But it is something that, you know, you have to just understand. And it's either you trade from the long side, and that this is the indexes, you know, not individual stocks. Individual stocks, they go up, they go down, you trade them the way they are. But the end of the day is you trade the indexes from the long side. And it doesn't mean you buy them when they're up. You buy the dip when they come down to a support level, and you trade them from there. Again, I don't see any other answer at this particular time, because again, that's what the market's doing. That's what the market's telling you that it's going to do. So, you know, who are we to say that the market is wrong? And that's one of the things I think that many of us make a mistake believing that we are smarter or know more than the actual market. And that's typically where we get it rammed up our, you know what. So, you know, in this market, general indexes, you either buy them on dips or you watch them. Selling them here is an act of futility. Trying to short this market is you saying that you are smarter than the market. And of course, nobody is smarter than the market, because the market is absolute. It does what it's going to do. It never gets sick. It never gets tired. It just keeps trading whichever way it's going to trade. And for now, the trade just appears to be, straight up. And until that changes, I always say, who are we to change and say that the market is not correct? And my warning to you is not to try to be too smart and overdo what the market wants you to do, because the footprints are very clear. And you're not going to get, you know, if you're using shorter dated options just to try to play the trend, then you're not going to get trapped for much if you're wrong. So if the market reverses, then you're not going to get trapped too badly. And I think that's something that we have to look at and think about from a trading perspective, is where can I, you, me, make the best decision that gives me the best chance to make the most amount of money? I mean, because that's what it's about. It is about money, I think, right? So, you know, I tell you that just to, you know, trade smaller and trade with the trend and not try to, you know, outguess it. And we're starting to see that trend develop in oil. Now, I hate oil, and I think oil is a great short. But certainly, you know, it's basically gone straight up. Now, we know it's going to go straight down as well. But one of the things I think you have to remember is you don't have to catch the absolute top if you're a buyer. And you don't have to catch the absolute bottom. Excuse me. You don't have to catch the absolute top if you're a seller. And you have to catch the absolute bottom if you're a buyer. I think you're better off, and you will make more and have less grief and aggravation if you follow the patterns and follow the footprint that the market's leaving. That's it. That's very, very simple. In the meantime, you know, don't forget our highschoolinvesting.com, our website, that we actually are in 300 high schools throughout the country, looking to get into obviously all of them. It is a program that I have financed myself for 7 years, or this is starting our seventh year. And I'm looking for a little help. If you want to give a hand, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And for those of you who do, you will get access to the highschoolinvesting.com website. And you get to learn something on your own. It's like a class. And in the meantime, don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. You also get the sporting edge there as well. And our daily updates are available to you at bubbatrading.com, which I will email them to you if you fill out the little form. And we're going to stop by here for a break. And we'll be back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Can I? cat sitting on the fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent.
Bubba Show listeners, today's show is brought to you by Audible Books, and you can download your free book at audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Check it out. I use them all the time. Love the books and love the convenience of being able to listen in the car. And, of course, I do like the Creature from Jekyll Island, which gives me all my Fed ammo. And, of course, I do love Stone Barrington, who is a great character from Stuart Woods. And in the meantime, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show and get your free book today. And just tell them Bubba sent you. We'll take care of you, and I appreciate it. We'll see you later. What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. Listen, you know, I'm not sure you're aware, but you might have heard it on the show a couple of times. Every Monday night, I do a general call on market conditions and what I think is going on and how to understand better what's going on in these markets. And what I want to do is I want to offer you a free trial to try it for 1 week. All you've got to do to get that free trial is email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com, and I will send you an invitation to come on and listen to me for about an hour, 45 minutes, hour and a half to talk to you about how the markets work, what's going on, what's the news, what's happening, and how you can become a better trader by understanding and listening to what I had to say. I'll give you a 1 week free trial. You can check it out. Go to bubbatrading.com or email me direct at bubba@bubbatrading.com. The Monday night call, check it out. You won't be disappointed. Farmers and producers, Bubba here. Are you tired of paying too much commission? Are you tired of not getting the right trade for your hedging? Are you tired of having things not work in your favor? Well, what you need to do is you need to check out me. You need to be ready to go and learn the proper way to hedge against your cattle, against your grains, against your hogs. You need to learn the proper steps that will always allow you to create success in a big market and never miss the big side and be protected to the downside. We've got some very unique strategies in which we share, and of course that comes with my management program and my newsletter. And of course I'm here to help you, plus the fact that I can help you reduce your commissions that you're paying as well. So I urge you to go to bubbatrading.com and check out my farmers programs, or email me direct at bubba@bubbatrading.com. I will be more than happy to help you, because again, you are my heroes. Check it out at bubbatrading.com. We'll see you there. Lots of stuff going on, and President Trump is actually getting complimented by some of the left media, which is interesting in its own right. And he's out, you know, doing his thing. And again, I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on. I think you have to respect the amount of work this human being does. I mean, it's amazing the amount of things that he tries to get done. And, you know, I think that, you know, one thing you know for sure, even if you're paying him, which we're not, you're getting a good hourly wage, right? You're getting his usual dollar an hour. But I think that, you know, you might start seeing some head with some work being done and some headway made. I think that, you know, one of the problems is we're spending too much time on nonsense and, you know, the problems that are around. And it would be nice to just move on. It'd be nice to just go get things done. It would be nice to make America great again. How's that? No, I mean, it would be nice just to get, you know, again, it would be nice if we could just get it all done and work together and not, you know, have to be so far left or so far right. But, you know, I think that, you know, again, I don't agree with all of his policies either. I don't like the cheap dollar, which he does. And of course, that's the businessman in him talking, not the the economist. And not that he's an economist, but that's the businessman talking, you know, because, of course, in the real estate business, you would love low interest rates. Now, I heard an interesting statistic yesterday, and I'm kind of in between and not quite sure what it all means. But I heard a contractor come on and talking about how lack of help they have, the lack of help, and how they need so many more people to work, and the jobs are huge paying jobs, and you know, the skilled laborers, you know, carpenters, electricians, plumbers, whatever, there's like jobs for 150,000 to 200,000, and then the like crane operators, they pay like 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, and there's so much work available, either, you know, like in New York, Miami, and other areas. And the guy said he's never seen this much building, and there's a dramatic shortage of help. And I just question that fact, because I look at the wage growth, and these are pretty damn good jobs. Those are pretty big numbers. And if they're fully employed and need a lot more, then something's wrong somewhere. And I always wonder, where is that something wrong? But in the meantime, you know, so I heard this whole interview, and I hear, you know, how these great jobs. I go, hey, maybe I'll go back and get training. I go take $450 a year, you know, sitting in a crane. But no, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, obviously, I know they're high paying jobs, but I think that, you know, I just don't see the amount of jobs that they're claiming that are available. Because again, if they were, where are they, and why aren't we in there? It's a wonder to me, when I hear these conversations. It's a wonder to me when I hear how great everything is, and I haven't seen it. Now, maybe it's because I live in the worst state in Illinois. Maybe that's why I haven't seen any of it. Maybe because we're just in so much ugliness here that we'll never see anything good. And maybe some of the other states are. But, of course, you know, I think that, you know, the issues are clear and have not changed. But one thing that has changed is the debt continues to grow. And I heard a pundit or somebody say, well, that's good that people are willing to use their credit cards and go into debt even more now. That shows confidence. And I go, does it really? Now, I'm going to phrase the question to you, and then I'll give you my answer, but you can think about this. Is if I was confident and I could afford to pay the credit card bill, I would be, you know, paying for things that I wouldn't have to be stuck on debt with, and probably just pay for them. You know, even if I use my credit card, which I do occasionally, knowing that I was going to pay it when it was due. Now, we're building a debt structure, and you know, credit card debt is almost at usury rates, right? They're at the max of whatever they can be. And my question is if things were so good, why are we building record amounts of debt? Why are we continuing to see the credit card debt grow? Now, my answer is very simple. My answer is that it's a bunch of bull. We're not growing. We're not seeing what they're telling us we're seeing. And the credit card debt is being amassed by those that are just trying to live, as one. Two, a lot of businesses that cannot get loans or liquidity from the banks. And number three, those who are desperate. And I think that it goes to any of these peer-to-peer lending services, all of it, because the massive debt should not be being created if economies and people are making money. Now, there's always going to be a little bit of debt, and Americans, we're used to overspending a little bit. But based on where we're coming from, to me, that does not exude confidence that credit card is massive. It exudes people that are desperate. Now, I could be reading it wrong. I'm not saying that I know that for a fact, because I don't. But to me, that's a reeks of desperation. Okay. And if you've ever been in financial straits, trying to feed your family or trying to do something, you know, basically you'll go anywhere. You know, that's the same theory of people that, you know, will work extra jobs to try to take care of their family. And of course, when you've reached your limit, you'll start to go for money wherever you can get it from. And you don't care what it costs. You know, that's the old, you know, loan sharking business, right? I mean, you know, loan sharks, you know, they succeed because the people that are weak, that don't have the money, and will pay anything to get the money, because of course we all want that instant gratification. So I'm not worried about the down the stream problems. All I know is I want the money today. Either I want to bet that game, or I want to buy that new jacket, or whatever. Or I want to take care of my kids. But desperate people do desperate things. So are we building up a massive amount of credit card debt that will never be satisfied? Of course, the banks don't really care, because again, they don't. They're giving out free money, so it's artificial, anyways. You know, again, this whole digital system, no, not digital, but this electronic system of money, I mean, it just transfers from one number to another. I mean, it's almost just an accounting entry. It's not like it's, you know, that somebody has to reach into their pocket. You know, you buy something at a store, and the bank transfers it, and it gets credited, and the store doesn't get the cash. They just get the credit, the balance. So I don't know. I have a big problem with debt. I have a big problem with being in too much debt, and I don't think that, you know, we're gaining a lot of strength here. I don't think we're gaining on it from that perspective. I think that to me, it becomes just another issue that is going to be part of the massive meltdown when it comes. But as we said earlier, don't sit there and play for the massive meltdown. Just play the market you have. Don't think that you're going to outsmart this overall market. Okay? Again, it's important to understand that you're not. And trust me, you'll go bust trying to. But this is the Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, you know, every day at right after the close, I do an update, about 3 to 5 minutes or so, 6 minutes, video, and I tell you what I saw during the day in the market, and I tell you what I'm looking for the next day. And of course, it can be yours for free. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com, and a little box will pop up, and Bubba's daily updates, and all you do is fill it out, and every day I'll email you the daily update as I see it. So don't miss out on that. Go to BubbaTrading.com right now. In the meantime, don't forget to download the show every day as we strive for our goal of 1 million downloads at LibertyTalk.fm. You can download the Bubba Show as well as the Sporting Edge. And, of course, if you guys haven't caught the Sporting Edge, it's a good listen. Sharp kids, you know, and go check that out. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break. I'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me
sing. What's up, everybody? Listen to me. I want you to learn how to day trade futures. I want you to learn how to be a part-time day trader. You know, futures are the purest market that there is. You give up no advantage to market makers. You give up no edge. And in fact, we teach you ways to get the edge on the market makers on a part-time basis. You want to go out and play tennis in the morning and trade in the afternoon? No problem. You want to take the day off? No problem. You want to go play golf? No problem. When you have time, you sit down in front of the machine, you learn the pattern, and you're able to day trade. You're making trades that will have risks of less than $100 and have unlimited profit potential when they get going. You'll be able to be always on the right side of the market when you're there, and all you need to do is go to BubbaTrading.com and sign up for one of my classes. We want to make you better. And of course, not only will you become a better trader in general, it will make the rest of your trading better and investing. BubbaTrading.com, part-time day trading futures. Go check it out. What's up? What's up, everybody? Bubba here. You know, trading is not an easy business. Trading takes work. It's a skill that you can learn. But one of the things you have to make sure that you do is not get caught up from the fear mongers and the people that are trying to prey upon your emotions, trying to sell you something you don't need. All you need to do is go to BubbaTrading.com. I've got all the programs that you need. I'm not going to make you afraid of what's going on. I'm going to tell you the truth that the markets do go up 9% year over year. And yeah, there will be a correction. But in the meantime, my goal is to make you a better trader, to make you a better investor, and to make you understand how the markets work. And I think that one of the things we do is you just go to BubbaTrading.com. You can check out all the different programs that I offer. But we will never drive you in with fear. So go to BubbaTrading.com. Check us out. Make sure you get a feel for what we're doing. You got any questions, you can email me direct at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com.
Farmers and producers,
check it out. BubbaTrading.com.
Are you tired of paying too much commission? Are you tired of not getting the right trade for your hedging? Are you tired of having things not work in your favor?
Well, what you need to do is you need to check out me. You need to be ready to go and learn the proper way to hedge against your cattle, against your grains, against your hogs. You need to learn the proper steps that will always allow you to create success in a big market and never miss the big side and be protected to the downside. We've got some very unique strategies in which we share, and of course that comes with my management program and my newsletter. And of course I'm here to help you, plus the fact that I can help you reduce your commissions that you're paying as well. So I urge you to go to BubbaTrading.com and check out my farmers programs, or email me direct at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com. I will be more than happy to help you, because again, you are my heroes. Check it out at BubbaTrading.com. We'll see you there. What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. Listen, you know, I'm not sure you're aware, but you might have heard it on the show a couple of times. Every Monday night, I do a general call on market conditions and what I think is going on, and how to understand better what's going on in these markets. And what I want to do is I want to offer you a free trial to try it for 1 week. All you've got to do to get that free trial is email me at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com, and I will send you an invitation to come on and listen to me for about an hour, 45 minutes, hour and a half, to talk to you about how the markets work, what's going on, what's the news, what's happening, and how you can become a better trader by understanding and listening to what I had to say. I'll give you a 1 week free trial. You can check it out. Go to BubbaTrading.com or email me direct at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com. The Monday night call, check it out. You won't be disappointed. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the Bubba Show. I'm Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, I don't know. You got bank earnings starting tomorrow. J.P. Morgan, I think, Citi's not tomorrow. I think it's J.P. Morgan or Wells Fargo. I don't remember. It's J.P. Morgan for sure, because I'm short J.P. Morgan. Now, you know, we've got bank earnings coming out, and these stocks have been exploding, right? They've been going almost straight up. And, you know, I don't see any other way to play this than to play this as a short side. And I think a few of the things to think about here, and again, I'm not encouraging you to play from the short side. I'm just saying that's the way I see it. But what I would think about here is you have a bank, J.P. Morgan, that has run up dramatically over the last short period of time. All-time high is $111, whatever it is a share. They got earnings coming out, and I'm sure the earnings will be fine. But I think you're going to find there'll be some issues in lending, lack of liquidity. And, of course, so those lending balances will probably be down, which is, makes sense based on what's going on. And trading, okay, which is a big source of the revenue. Now, the trading part is obviously like everybody else. When there's no volatility, there's a problem. And we have no volatility. So that's a problem for them as well. Because that's how they make a lot of their money. So, you know, again, my view is that they're going to make probably earnings. They'll probably beat the number. But how much of it's priced in and can it continue, you know, once everything is said and done? And I think that is a question we have to ask ourselves is, you know, has the best of it been priced in? And my guess is it has to have been. Now, again, I could be wrong. Again, I'm not telling you that it's not, that they're not right, that they're not going to have this great number. But what I am telling you is that to me, it seems very favorable that you get a little bit of a sell-off off of the number. Now, according to the genius of geniuses, the I don't pay enough taxes, who just saved $37 billion because of the new tax plan. And I don't know if he's going to write a check to the United States government because he says he should be paying more taxes. But Warren Buffett, the Oracle, we should change a couple of letters and make it to something that starts with a vowel and ends in an E. And has an H somewhere in the middle. But here's a guy that continues to tell us that, you know, taxes are wrong and yet has not yet written a check to my knowledge, you know, other than his normal taxes. There's a guy that actually, of course, makes a ton and doesn't pay, you know, takes it in such a way that he doesn't have to pay much taxes. Now, here's someone who says that the markets are not overvalued. And of course, the greatest investor of all time, who gets all these great deals to go along with his investing. You know, we always have to remember, you know, some of the things he's done. And listen, he's been proven right. I'm not saying he's not smart, and I'm not taking it away from him. Okay, as much as I have disdain for him, but here's a guy that, you know, is now chirping on, you know, well, you know, the Bitcoin will end badly. All right, and I'm not saying it won't end badly. But he has no understanding of the Bitcoin either. And, you know, again, you have to weigh the value of why Bitcoin is around, why Bitcoin is going higher, okay, or the cryptocurrency space. And there's a lot of reasons, okay? There's a lot of reasons why the markets are going higher. But does anybody disagree with me that it's some sort of a financial revolution? It's certainly not an investment game, okay? I mean, yes, people are investing in it now, but it did not start out. You know, somebody didn't say, well, let's start the Bitcoin to have a new investing program. Okay, they started out the Bitcoin because, A, somebody probably figured out a way to make money, but B, it does reek of a potential financial revolution. All right? You know, again, revolutions come in many ways, and I think that the average American, I think the libertarians, for sure, obviously, hate the system the way it runs today. I think the average American who has any brief understanding of the markets is, you know, tired of the same old, where, you know, you continue to hear the Federal Reserve whine about what they need and there's not enough inflation and they got this and they got that and blah, 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 blah. I think that's just another thing that says to, you know, everybody that, hey, there's some issues here. And, you know, so we can solve those issues. We just print a few more bucks. And of course, nobody likes that idea. But yet here we are. You now see, you know, if you notice on Wednesday, you know, the treasuries were getting hammered. You know, we talked about this a little earlier, but and then they came all the way back. Now, why was that? Why did they come out of nowhere? Now, it could have been just, yeah, they've been under heavy pressure, so it could have been just a dead cat bounce. But we also know that the Fed does not want interest rates, and we know that China is threatening to stop buying treasuries. All right? Now, I personally don't believe that that's the case because, let's face it, China is on the hook here. you know, they're so deeply in holding our notes, our treasuries, that, you know, they can't afford for us to default. They're at a certain stage. If you've ever loaned anybody any money, right? And, you know, let's say you loaned them, we'll just use a number, $100. Okay. But let's say $100 is a lot of money. And so now they're not paying, they're not paying. They say, well, I need another 100. Okay. Well, now you have to weigh the value of, you know, if I give them the other 100, can I get back both? Or am I just giving away another 100? Well, China's at that same spot right now, is if they stop buying treasuries and we somehow go down or don't pay them, all right, well, what have they done? So, of course, they believe, and as everybody else should believe, that we're going to be fine. You know, the economy, not the economy is fine yet, but we'll be able to pay our bills. So I think that in itself is China's kind of force. So do we really think that China's going to slow down their purchases of our bonds, you know, because, you know, they're going to put themselves at risk because they're in so deep? You know, that's what one of the things you always have to remember is how deep is your lender in, you know. I mean, if you owe the bank $100, they don't care. If you owe the bank $1 million, they got a problem. So, you know, if you remember that and always remember that, you will understand that when you hear these dumb stories of, you know, God knows what China holds of our treasuries, but let's say it's $1 trillion. All right. Well, they're not going to walk away from that trillion. They're going to have to defend it and make sure that the United States of America makes it all the way back. And if you think that's wrong, you think again, because this is, again, what happens when you get so deep. And that's how sometimes these banks get in trouble with these big corporations, because they're in so deep that you have to, you know, remember, we talk about this often. You always have to weigh the risk versus the reward of what can happen next. And that is something that we're going to see. So, you know, don't expect old China to walk away quite so quickly, as much as those would like you to have you believe. All right. You know, and I think that, you know, you've got a lot of this throughout the globe. And basically what we've created is we've created a monster with all of these, with all the linking and the manipulation of the currencies through the central banks. This could be and turn out to be one of the biggest disasters in modern history. You know, this has been an entire change in the way things have been done. And of course, it's like they're all in bed together, trying to scam their own middle classes, as they love to do. And so we're going to see how this does eventually play out. But I think that you're going to find out that, you know, they're stuck, and they're all stuck. They're all stuck, leading themselves into being Japan, which is, you know, they own everything, and they have to keep buying because they've gone a bridge too far. And that always becomes what we say the bigger problem. But what's not a problem, except for financially, is the highschoolinvesting.com program. As you know, we put high school programs in. We teach kids financial literacy, from debt and credit card and credit score all the way through options. And of course, I've supported that program for 7 years. I need some help. And if you go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading, you can help if you'd like. And for those of you who do, you will get access to the website and the program. You'll get to see what we do and how we teach, and actually learn some things yourself, because it is a full curriculum that is self-taught as well. I mean, we use obviously a teacher in school, but it is self-taught, and there is enough information there. And in the meantime, don't forget to download The Bubba Show every day at libertytalk.fm. You know, you can help us get to our goal of 1 million downloads a month. That's obviously something we're working for. And of course, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horwitz. And as always, we're going to step out here for a little bit of a break, and I'll be back with more of the Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Rose.
Song was written by Fred Ebb and John Kander. Orchestrated by Don Costa. And stolen by me. Start spreading the news. I am leaving today. I want to be a part of it.
Farmers and producers, this is Bubba here. Now, you know, you see me on RFD TV, you hear me on Rural Rally Radio, you hear me on Market Rally Radio. Now, there's nobody out there that cares about as much about you as I do. There's nobody there that's out looking out for you and want to make sure that you always get the best deal. Make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com and check out my management system to help you hedge the farm, take care of your grains, take care of your livestock. Make sure that you're in it for the big move and have the protection to the downside. You know, we look right now at the cattle markets at ridiculous high levels. Wouldn't it be nice to lock in that price up there and be able to continue to participate if the markets continue to go higher? You need to go to BubbaTrading.com and check out my management programs as well as my hedging class, as well as now, brand new, we have hedging software for cattle, for grains that'll help you, guide you, and make you do it best. So right now, make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com and get yourself hooked up with Bubba's software or Bubba's trading program. We'll see you later. Traders, have you checked out BubbaTrading.com? Have you seen the writing we do every day for that? Have you seen the direction we try to help point you in to put you in the best position so that you're not going to be one of the retail traders that are going to wonder what truck ran over your portfolio because you're listening to all these pundits on air telling you that this time is different? One thing we can tell you for sure is these markets are never different, and we're going to have another market meltdown. Again, it will come back. The markets do go up 9% year over year. But in the meantime, wouldn't it be nice to be protected using Bubba's hedging methods? We have a class that we offer that goes 7 weeks long. And of course, you can learn how to never sell stock again, how to protect your portfolio, compound it, creating an endowment model in which strictly you are actually enhancing the yield on your portfolio, growing it, and always selling at the top and buying at the bottom. And that's the way that the hedging software works. Check it out at BubbaTrading.com. Did you ever think of day trading? How about learning how to become a part-time day trader by training with me, Todd Bubba Horowitz, who has taught thousands of traders how to be available to make money part-time in the markets using futures as a day trading method, where you don't have to sit in front of the machine all day, where you don't have to worry about what happens overnight, and you trade at your convenience. You trade when you have time. You feel like trading, you walk and sit down in front of your machine. If our pattern appears, you make your trade. If not, you move on. How would you like to be able to make trades in the futures market and leverage $100,000 for a risk of about 75, 80, 90, 100 bucks? I think you got to go to BubbaTrading.com and check out my futures class. We do them about once a quarter, and we're looking to get one more done before the fall. So make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com and check out Bubba's futures day trading, part-time day trading with Bubba. Check out at BubbaTrading.com. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, what's going on? What are we doing? You know, markets are annoying. Trading like they're closed, kind of making me want to puke. Everything wants me to puke. I get tired of all this ragtag crap. But I think, you know, one of the things that's a little bit concerning, and this is to the crypto space. And again, I'm in now. Okay, I'm not in big, right? I got a couple thousand dollars in it. I'm just telling you, I'm pretty much straight up about that stuff. I couldn't stand it another day if somebody makes another $1 billion and I don't have any of it. So I'm in. I'm prepared to lose it all. And if you've followed, if you've been a listener for any number of years, you know that I started out not a believer, and I'm now a believer. Unfortunately, I'm about $12,000 too late for Bitcoin, but I've got some others. I've got some BitShares. But anyway, my real point is that, you know, this very well could be a bubble, right? It could be a bubble, but I think that, you know, let me just say this. It is 100% a bubble right now, but a bubble doesn't mean that it's not going to last. A bubble doesn't mean that it's going to go out of business. A bubble doesn't mean that it's a scheme. It just means, when you talk bubble, it means prices have risen too quickly for no reason. And that is the same theory in any investment or product that gets crazy and rises too quickly for whatever reason. You know, you can look at many things over history. I mean, again, the easy one, obviously, is the internet bubble. Okay. Now, many companies are still around from the internet. All right. You know, I mean, Amazon, Cisco, Intel. Now, obviously, a lot of them aren't at those prices yet that they were there, but that was like monopoly money in those days. All right. I mean, you know, remember, stocks were going up 50, 60, 70 points a day. It was like, my God. Up and down like a yo-yo. So now you've got the Bitcoin reenacting that same process, but it doesn't mean that it won't be here. It means that, you know, you've got, you know, back in the internet bubble, you had, you know, pets.com, this.com, you know, I don't know, you name it, Hershey's Kiss. It doesn't matter. Okay. Hershey's Kiss wouldn't have been going because Hershey's pretty good. But, you know, whatever, .com. I mean, I owned one, Audio Highway. The stock went crazy, went ballistic, up and down. And, of course, it ended up going broke, and most of them did. But there are still many companies around that are flourishing from the internet bubble, okay, that just took time. But, of course, as happens often in markets, prices got a little bit ridiculous. You know, it's no different than, you know, some stocks today. I mean, did not, you know, some of these other stocks were a bubble. It was not, you know, Facebook initially. I mean, it was 44. It went to 15. GoPro, you know, many of those that were, you know, bubble type stocks. So, you know, bubble doesn't mean that it's not going to survive. Bubble means that it's just the prices move too fast. And typically what happens when prices move too fast, too far, they're going to come back. And that's what I think you can expect. But, you know, GoPro, the Fitbit and all those. I mean, did you see the numbers that they were trading at originally and what they're trading at now? So, you know, is it a bubble? It should be, is it viable? Can it work? And will it work? Well, we know that the under technology works because it's already being used, the blockchain. So now we have to figure out which of the cryptocurrencies are potentially workable and what will stay. And of course, you have to weigh the value of the ones you like and, of course, evaluate the costs of the ones you like. And I'm not talking about what they cost to buy. I'm talking about what they cost to transact with. You know, because you can, you know, make transaction costs. You know, like I bought and then I moved, you know, $1,000 of Bitcoin, let's say. It costs like $18. I mean, it was ridiculous, but that's what it is. And that's the bigger problem, I think, is some of the transaction fees. But when you look at it, so a bubble or no bubble, is it viable? And it's 100% viable. It's going to be here. You can bet on this. The cryptocurrency world is going to be in play. The only issue is it going to be in play as the big lobster it is today, or is it going to be in a smaller scale? And I believe personally that it's going to be a big thing. I think a lot of people are going to make a lot of money on this, but it's, again, hoping that you're in the right one. I mean, you know, Ethereum, and this is before I believed, but Ethereum, one of my lawyers has say, had some Ethereum. We were talking when they were having a cigar, you know, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, and it was like $14. And I laughed and I said, you know, those things are crap. They got no chance. And I called somebody and got some information on Ethereum and found out what that opinion was and why part of it was not as good as at that time Bitcoin. In the meantime, now Ethereum is about $1,400 or $1,200, whatever it is. And so not bad if you had 20, you know, not bad if you'd invested $280, okay, in 20 Ethereum and now, you know, only worth, you know, help me, Rhonda. And now you've got, you know, 30,000, okay, not a bad investment, you know, and I think that is the whole deal is understanding that what can happen. Now, hopefully, any of you who have been involved in this space, and hopefully some of you have taken some of the profit off the table, and I'm not telling you to get out entirely. I'm just saying, hey, you know, listen, you bought something and you made the 10,000%. Maybe you should take just a little bit off the table. Don't be like Sir Isaac Newton in the South Sea Bubble and go broke because you had greed in your mind, you had greed in your heart. Understand them for what they are. And again, there's some out there that look a little bit better than others. But in the meantime, you know, let's not, you know, put ourselves in a position that we don't capture and take some of the money. Because I've seen this movie 1,000 times. I've seen it from many. And I'm seeing it now of, you know, it's going up. It's going to keep going up. But you watch. One of these days, we'll get a little bit of fear. And, you know, it won't bounce back so fast, you know, and you'll start to see it kind of come down a little bit. And then you'll start to see the panic. And after the panic, you know, as they say, after the bubble comes the bath. And, you know, I hate to see anybody who's got an enormous amount of profit in this let it all slip away and then be forced to make a decision to puke it. Whereas if you took some of the profit today and put some money in your pocket, then you could hold the rest and say, hey, it's a free roll. That's always my concern in the investing world and in the investing community is the greed factor gets us all. And I think that's something that you need to think about when you decide or not, whether or not you want to. Not, again, I'm not going to sell out. I'm a fan. I would sell out. I would sell some, lock up some money, might buy some other less expensive ones and play it that way. But in the meantime, I would not let all of this money just slip away without taking some off the table. Let me be pissed off that it went a lot higher and I only have a little bit left than be distressed that I got murdered. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, Liberty Talk is my home. LibertyTalk.fm. You can go down there and download the show every day as long as well as the Sporting Edge. And of course, also don't forget to get Bubba's daily update, which is free, delivered to your inbox every day after the markets. It's a video message from me about what's going on. And you can get that at BubbaTrading.com. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here tomorrow on Friday. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.